Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the dial pad guest line we go. Former Niner pass rusher, Pro Bowler, first team All-Pro. You know him, you love him. The Cowboy, Justin Smith, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Cowboy, thanks for your time. How are you?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Good. We've been asking all Niners who have joined us today on the program, Lowe as well, all former football players, if they know what their Monday night record was lifetime. Do you have any idea how many Monday night games you played?
No clue.
You were 10-4 lifetime on Monday night. 10-4.
Shooter!
You had a lot of success on the big stage.
Hey, got to go big if you're playing Monday night, I guess, huh?
Hey, no question, Shooter. No bigger than tonight. Hey, how about Seattle? You know, you've been in that rival. You've been there, Shooter. What you think about tonight? How big is this game? What's the emotions like getting ready for this Seattle Seahawks team, Shooter?
Well, I mean, it's built back up. I mean, this is a heavyweight title fight again. And, you know, always going against Wilson in those type of games, man, you got to keep him in the bottle. You got to keep his magic bottled up, and I think they got the D-line, the front, to do it. I can't wait to watch it.
Heavyweight title fight, but you're without your left hook in Quan Alexander, who's out with a torn pec. How much pressure will there be on Dre Greenlaw, the rookie, to step in and still be effective? Maybe not as effective as Quan, but at least try to fill those shoes.
I mean, injuries are part of the game. I mean, I'm sure their mentality is next man up. I think with that front and the way they can get after people, I think they'll be able to cover up that loss.
Cowboy Justin Smith joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know, it's been a while since this rivalry meant something of this magnitude. Divisional implications, playoff seeding implications. You know this rivalry is better, as well as anybody. Good moments, bad moments. When you think back on your time against the Seahawks, what comes to mind? What are the moments that jump out?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the NFC Championship game up there, losing the same play we ran all the time. It seemed like the corner to crab, that one sticks in there. Yeah. Just always, they were just tough matchups, man. I mean, they're down, dirty, bloody, nasty. I mean, how it's supposed to be, and I'm glad it's back. Football's better for it.
Was there any rivalry in your career that you played in that was more intense than this one, or would you put that at the top of the list?
I mean, there's always rivalry, depending on what division you're in. But, I mean, for me personally, you know, with the success we had at the Niners, that in my career, that was the biggest one for me, without a doubt.
Hey Cowboy, one of your teammates, Alex Boone, we had him on the show earlier, and he said, who was the most rival? What was one of the guys that, I wouldn't say you feared, but you knew, hey, you had to put your big boy draws on, you knew it was going to be all day?
Against playing,
as far as just an individual.
I mean, Walter Jones always had my number.
Ooh, so, Big Walter.
Big Walter, man, that dude was a beast, and he played for the Seahawks. So, he probably wouldn't say the same. He probably didn't remember breaking a sweat on me, but that dude was an animal.
I don't know if the Seahawk offensive line will have the same luxury tonight, Justin, facing this 49er front. What's the key to keeping a quarterback like Russell Wilson somewhat contained? Is it the outside contained? Is it pushing the middle, all the above?
With him, the most important is the even pass rush. Make sure those guys are pass rushing together. I mean, you get two interior guys swimming outside, Russell's going to eat you up because he's going to step up, be able to run, throw, whatever he wants. So I think this is going to be the biggest game of them actually having to rush as a unit, keep the guy bottled up and not just individually trying to get a sack and getting out of your gap.
I couldn't agree with you more. We've been talking about that all week long. That's going to be very, very imperative. You know, back in the day, Cowboy, we were in Cincinnati, you know, when you always come there on game day, wearing them old Cowboys boots, I think little Osters you used to wear. You know, what were some of those things, what were some of those nerves you'd feel, especially Monday night? I know you always had bubble guts, so what were some of the things that you had to deal with, Cowboy?
Well, I mean, we always kept it pretty loose. You know, there's always a bunch of BS talking going on. That always helps alleviate that. It's just the more crap you can talk to each other and keep it loose. And remembering it's just a game and going out there and just lay it on the line, everybody gets through that.
Justin Smith joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Have you gotten a good look at Nick Bosa, the number two overall pick for the Niners this year? And if so, what do you think about the young rookie?
I mean, he's a ball of energy that gets after it, and he combines that with some pass rush moves. You know, somebody has definitely taught that guy at an early age how to use his hands and leverage, and then just his effort is great. I like watching him play along with those other guys too. He's got luxury of playing with those interior guys as well, pushing the pocket and making sure he can't just be double teamed all the time.
How important is it for a player like Nick Bosa and other young defenders to have Richard Sherman, somebody who's been through the battle, somebody who can maybe pull him aside pregame tonight and let him know that, yes, this game is big, but it's still just a 60-minute football game?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff kind of washes away once the whistle starts. I mean, once the game starts, nobody's thinking about that. It's about beating your guy, playing football together as a team. So I think that's more just media talk and fans talking on that stuff.
Hey, Cowboy, when you're playing like a team like Seattle, you know that's going to run the ball. They had Marshawn Lynch, but also they could throw the ball as well. How do you make sure that you're winning? How does these guys understand the importance that they got to tackle? They got to make sure that they shut down the run game. How do you keep that balance? Because you're playing a team that's pretty well versed. What's the mindset tonight? If you penetrate too far up the field, you know it's going to be screens and draws. If you decide to stay back and you know you don't pass rush, you know Russell Wilson's going to carve you up. What's kind of the makeup, especially when you're playing against a guy, because who you played against, is this difficult to bring down?
I think the coaches, if I was a coach in there, I'd be reminding the guys you can't get a sack on a run play. So first things first, stop the run, get them in long and predictable situations where they got to throw it, and then you can pin your ears and get after them. But if you're just constantly getting up the field, trying to get a sack, make the big highlight play, these guys will gash you and take advantage. So I'm sure they were coached up real well on that this week.
One of the best Niners of all time, former Pro Bowl pass rusher Justin Smith with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Cowboy, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It means a lot to us.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Look forward to it tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.